morning. And my scripture reading, if you would, turn to James chapter 4, and let's go to verse 13. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit. Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow. You are just a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and also do this or that. But as it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Therefore, to one who knows the right thing to do and does not do it, to him it is sin. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these words that James says to us this morning. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that these are words that we should always keep in mind, no matter how young, no matter how old. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for all of these that have gathered together in this place to worship you and remember you. Thank you for the things that you do. And Heavenly Father, we ask your blessings on this service and the words that will be expressed. And Heavenly Father, we ask all these things in the name of your loving Son, Jesus Christ, and amen. We find in our scripture reading this morning, and we find that James is trying to express to us a very important message. And this message is basically about the brevity of life. And in our text is in James 4:14, which partly reads and has a question in it. James says, what is your life? It is a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. James asked this important question. I know we have asked ourselves this important question. Why was I born? What is life? Why did I come into this world? What's the purpose? What's the reason behind all of this? James asked his readers, what is your life? And he asked this to emphasize that life is so swift and so brief. And for an expression of the urgent need for the guidance and the help of God if we are to make our lives meaningful and productive. And today, our church is celebrating a day to remember all of our fathers. Father's Day is our church message today. And then the message title is Fathers and Family. And with focusing on the knowledge that James expresses that life is brief. And when we think about our families and extended families, our fathers and mothers, we need to always keep in mind how fast that life is going, and how swift we will soon be to the end of each one of our lives. How soon that our fathers, if they're not already gone, how soon our fathers and grandfathers will no longer be. And then looking within your own heart and life, how swift the days are passing for you. What is your life? It is a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. James 4 and 14. I would like to go now to see if we can see what 1 Samuel 20 and 3 in the Old Testament, 1 Samuel 20 and 3. Yet David vowed again, saying, "Your father knows well that I have found favor in your sight, and he has said, do not let Jonathan know this, lest he be grieved. But truly, as the Lord lives and your soul lives, there is hardly a step between me and death." And David, one of many in the Bible, but particularly David and Solomon, speaks many times about how brief life is, how it is vanishing so swiftly. I'd like to go now to Psalms 103 and start at verse 14. And we're speaking of fathers and family and how life is swiftly passing, how we need to think of God as we live our lives and try to live our lives more fully and try to know that each day that we have on this earth and each day that we spend with our families and with our fathers is a precious time. It's a time to be lived that day, never to be experienced again. Psalms 103:14, "For he himself knows our frame. He is mindful that we are but dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. When the wind has passed over it, it is no more, and its place acknowledges it no longer." Beautiful words about the days of man and the swiftness at which it disappears. What is your life? It is a vapor. What is your life? It's a mystery. Life has been defined as absence of death. And death has been defined as the absence of life. And people stand in awe today, as they did thousands of years ago. And we're reading words of people that lived thousands of years ago. And they were concerned about life. They were concerned about how brief their life was, how brief the stay on this earth as flesh and blood human beings is. We want to express, along with knowing how fast our life is going, we have to express we know that this life is not all there is. We know that this is but a start. This is God having you into this earth, giving you a chance to be a servant of His, to carry out His plan for your life. And it includes bringing others into His family. You know, some of us are mothers and fathers here this morning. We know what it is to have children. But you know, it's awfully wonderful that when we think of the one who brought all of us into this world, that His word wishes to express that God has a family, that He had an only begotten Son, and He was willing to let that Son die on a cross painfully for each one of us. Our Creator is expressed in His Word as a Father, and He had a Son. He knows, that Son knows, everything that we're facing today. He knows our shortcomings. He knows our thoughts, our wishes. He knows us to the very minutest detail. He can empathize. He can empathize with each one of us in every situation that we're in. If we are afflicted with anything, He knows what that's like. If we have failures, if success seems hard or impossible, He knows about that. He is able to bring encouragement to us. Life is a mystery. Let's go to Psalms 89 and 47. Remember what my span of life is? For what vanity Thou hast created all the sons of men. Solomon spoke many times about vanities and how men set up wrongful priorities, priorities that were only human, that quickly was proved to be wrongful priorities. And he expressed a lot of these as vanities of vanities. What is life? It is the breath of God. Genesis 2:7. Let's see what that says, Dave. Genesis 2 and 7. Then the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. What is your life? It is the breath of God. And apart from this gift of God, a human being is but a pile of dust. And His Word lets us know that we come from the ground and we will go back eventually to the ground. God is the author and the giver of life. Let's go to Isaiah 40, Dave, in verse 6. Isaiah 40 and 6. A voice says, "Call out." Then he answered, "What shall I call out? All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass." To emphasize how life comes and how it leaves. What is your life? It is a trust from God. And it's a trust because God lets us know within His Word that there will be a day of accountability. There will be a day of our stewardship for God being let known. We will stand before God in judgment, each one of us. We will receive rewards based on what we do in this life or don't do. Let's go to Romans 14 and 12. So then each one of us shall give account of himself to God. Therefore, let us not judge one another anymore, but rather determine this, not to put an obstacle or a stumbling block in a brother's way. We should each day and moment of our life realize that everything we do or say, how we react to each other, is all important. God does not want us to trip up a brother or sister. He wants us to encourage each other. And we do this partly by assembling together as we have this beautiful Sabbath day. We try to encourage each other and not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. It's a trust from God. Let's go to Ecclesiastes 12 and 14. Ecclesiastes. For God will bring every act to judgment, everything which is hidden, whether it is good or evil. The writer of Ecclesiastes is speaking from the viewpoint of common sense rather than from a heart filled with great faith. He declared, God shall bring every work into judgment. With every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil, there is a day of reckoning. We need to take each day and each moment seriously, and particularly with our brothers and sisters, with our families and extended families, particularly with the blessing that God has blessed us with, wonderful mothers and dads and grandmothers and granddads. It's a trust from God. What is your life? It is an opportunity to serve. And our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ realized this more than anyone else, because He came not to be served, but to serve. Let's go to Mark 10 and 24. And the disciples were amazed at His words, but Jesus answered again and said to them, children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. I gave you the wrong verse. Mark 10:45. 10:45. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give His life a ransom for many. Let's go to James 1 and verse 10. And let the rich man glory in his humiliation, because like flowering grass he will pass away. For the sun rises with a scorching wind and withers the grass, and its flowers fall off, and the beauty of its appearance is destroyed. So too the rich man in the midst of his pursuits will fade away. God has given us trust, things to do for Him. He's given us gifts. And we need to recognize those gifts and put them to use. In closing, I want to say to our fathers, fathers, we need to realize as quickly as possible the importance of God in our lives and in our families. We need to realize that it needs to be number one in priority. It needs to be that way because we need God's help and we need God's guidance in every aspect of our life, and particularly when we go and we take a wife. We have family, we have grandchildren. We need God in our hearts and lives, and we must realize how important that is. Secondly, fathers, we must give children and grandchildren a great example. And we should be careful to ask ourselves each day, you know, what kind of an example am I showing to my children? What kind of example am I being to my children by what I do, by what I say, by how I act, by how I react or don't react at all? This is the example that we're showing to others, and particularly as fathers to our children and our grandchildren. It's very important. And fathers, we need to ask God for His help and guidance. And we need to set this example that He will show us from His Word and from His communication with us. He will show us what that example needs to be like. And then we need to do it. Fathers, thirdly, you must teach your children the way. Set the example by knowing and doing, and then give that to your children and grandchildren. Teach them the way. Don't just leave your children and grandchildren for others and hope that the others will do a good job. Get involved yourself. Teach your children about God. Teach them about the importance of faith in God, having faith in your life, letting that faith become active, and of how important it is to be obedient after you believe. Then next, fathers must not stray. After accepting God and setting these examples and teaching your children, stay the course. Fathers must not stray from God. And lastly, fathers must always be there. Be there for your children. Be there for your grandchildren. Just as your Father in heaven has promised you that whatever you face in life, whatever the situation is, He's going to always be there. It's important for your children and your grandchildren to know that you are going to be there for them through the bad and through the good. If you would, stand with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for this blessed Sabbath day. We thank You, Lord, that You set the example for our lives. You set the example by sending Your Son to show us You, to teach us of You, so that we may know You much better. Heavenly Father, we thank You because You set the example in Your creation of this earth for us. And You setting aside Your blessed Holy Sabbath for us to come and worship You and to try to be a help to each other. Heavenly Father, I ask Your blessings on all of the families represented here this morning. Heavenly Father, bless us. Lead us into further truths. Heavenly Father, help us to be obedient to the things that you bring to us and faithful to you and those truths. And we ask all of these things in the name of your loving Son, Jesus Christ, and amen.